It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
Today, I want to talk to us. Oof, my music is not on. Let me see if I can get that working. Give me a moment here. I want to talk to us about a spiritual insight that God has given to the body of Christ. Paul was complaining and he said, as it relates to this spiritual insight, that we are not using it enough. It was actually a complaint of Paul that it is available to us. And then he began to itemize its possibilities. He began to itemize the various effects of it. But he was complaining that the body of Christ is not using it enough. And what is it? It is the blessing of speaking in tongues. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, look, I've been with you. You've done so many things. I need to picture this. It says, you've done so many things with me. You've seen me do a lot of things. And with me, you all have done a lot of things. He said, but it's nothing compared to what is going to happen after I go. He said, tarry in Jerusalem till you are endued with power. If I was with Jesus, I would have put up my hand. I would have said, but we've seen power. We cast out demons. We cleansed the lepers. Remember when we came back? And we were rejoicing and we said to you that even the devils were subject to us. And you said that we should not rejoice at that. We should rejoice instead that our names are written in the book of life. Do you remember that? That was power. Jesus, that means, I mean, Jesus knew that. But for him to say that there will be endued with power, he was talking about something more. So the coming of the Holy Spirit, and you see then in Acts chapter 2, when the Bible says that they were in the upper room and they were praying, and the Holy Spirit descended upon them like cloves of fire, and they spoke in other tongues. Listen, the speaking in tongues is God's supernatural enablement given to the believer to do supernatural things. I want to talk to you about speaking in tongues. The clear natural distinction between the believer. Stay with me. Even if you speak in tongues, Paul said we don't do enough. He said we've seen that the clear natural distinction between the believer, that is the man or woman in Christ, and the world isn't seen in our good deeds. It's not seen in our quality of work. It isn't even seen in our church attendance. Neither is it seen in our acts of kindness. Have you not come across people who tend to be even kinder than believers that you know? It makes no difference. What distinguishes us is not that somebody is better at doing good than a Christian. That's not the point. The clear natural distinction is actually in our unique ability to speak in tongues. This ability is spectacular. Speaking in tongues is something very unique to the believer. They talk about other faiths that they also have some form of speaking in tongues. It's not like ours. Paul says we speak in tongues of men and we speak in tongues of angels. 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and tongues of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Speaking in tongues, then, is a specialized, listen to this, it is a specialized release of divine possibilities given to the believer for the manifestation of the impossible on the earth. Child of God, in your speaking in tongues, you are making the impossible become possible. Speaking in tongues is like you taking Clark Kent, putting him into a phone booth, and then bringing him out as Superman. You are taking your natural experience. You are taking the natural situation into the changing room of the divine. You are taking that which looks impossible into the changing room of the divine. When you're speaking in tongues, you need to picture that. And you are bringing it out on the other side as a possibility. Jesus said that we'll be endued with power after the Holy Spirit is come upon us. And the sign that they received when the Holy Spirit came upon them in Acts chapter 2 was the evidence of speaking in tongues. The man in Christ must spend more time praying in the Spirit than even in his natural language. Your original source nation is not your, whether you South Africa or Rwanda or Kenya or America or the UK or Nigeria. It's none of that. Your source, your original source nation as a believer, and the most important source nation for you, and it should be as a believer, is the fact that you are a citizen of heaven. I'm getting ahead of myself. It means as a citizen of heaven, because you are a citizen of heaven, you speak heaven's language. Listen, to pray in tongues is to release, this is a big one, it is to release a knowledge from your spirit that your mind does not yet comprehend. This is why Paul says that when we pray in the spirit, our mind is unfruitful. There's revelation that your spirit, who is Christ, has that your soul is unaware of and needs time to come into. But when you speak in tongues, you engage resources that you haven't consciously come into as yet. Since it takes faith to speak in tongues, and faith is the dimension of possibilities, to speak in tongues is to bypass the limitations of your natural knowledge and enter them into the dimensions of possibilities in God. When we speak in tongues, you might not know what you are saying. Others might not know what you are saying, but angels know what you are saying. Why? Because it is also called the tongues of angels. And the Bible tells us that angels hearken to the voice of his word. So when you speak in tongues, they are responding to what you are saying. So to speak in tongues is to send angels, is to activate angels. It is to release angels on assignment. Child of God, spend time in tongues. That application that you sent, when you speak in tongues, angels then pick it up from the bottom of the pile and they place it on top. When you speak in tongues, that helper that has forgotten and ignored you will suddenly begin to have dreams, visions, pressure on their soul to remember you again. Do not downplay. See, I'm serious. I'm just giving you as an illustration, but I mean it almost verbatim. When I do say that praying in tongues is like taking that impossible situation into the changing room of God, and then infusing it, workshopping it, panel beating it, till it becomes possible, and then releasing it back into the world. When you speak in tongues, the devil is boycotted, and you go straight to speaking to the Father. When you speak in tongues, the devil cannot intercept. He cannot decode. He cannot translate. He cannot interfere. He has no idea what you are saying. Every people, every tribe, every culture has a language. You are from heaven. The Bible calls you a citizen of heaven. The Bible says that you are born from heaven. You were born through the womb of the death of Christ and his resurrection thereof. As a citizen of heaven, you too have a language. The more you speak the language, the more you engage the culture of your heavenly country. I will say it again. The more you speak the language of tongues, the more you engage the culture of your heavenly country. To speak the word of God is to release life, for the word is life. Listen, every time, John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is the word of God. And the Bible is now saying that the word is life. So to speak the word of God is to speak life. So whatever is stagnated, whatever is limited, whatever is dead, whatever is dying, to speak the word to it is to speak life to it. Now, speaking in tongues then, because speaking in tongues is the speaking of the word of God, speaking in tongues then is the release of life. To speak in tongues is to release life. To speak in tongues is to consume all versions of death in you and around you. That alone is a reason to spend time in tongues. To speak in tongues is to consume all versions of death in you and around you. The Bible says that the Word is the light of God. John 1 verse 4 to 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it, or the darkness could not overwhelm it, or the darkness could not defeat it. So the Word is the light that overcomes all darkness. That means to speak in tongues. Because if the Word, we've just read it, if the Word is the light that overcomes the darkness, and speaking in tongues is to speak the Word of God. That means to speak in tongues is to overwhelm all the forces of darkness, and they cannot even see it coming. To speak in tongues is to activate the gifts of the Spirit within you. It is to increase your sensitivity, and you just wouldn't even understand how it is working. You will hear someone speak and know if what they are saying is truth or not, simply because you have become extra ultra sensitive to the Spirit by speaking in tongues. You will see a contract and you will just know that something is wrong on page 12, on page 24, and you will not even know how or why. You will just know that something is about to go wrong with this deal. Something is about to go wrong with that opportunity, and you need to make a quick call, and you will make the call, and you will avert a major collapse. You will avert a major fallout, and you will look back and you say, how did I just pick it up? The more you pray in tongues, the more sensitive your spirit, your soul, because your spirit is always sensitive, your soul becomes sensitive to the things that your spirit is aware of. And remember, your spirit is aware of things in the past, things in the present, and things in the future, things that have been hidden. Because your spirit is one with Christ, it is aware of such. But your soul is tied to time as you speak in tongues. You see, when you speak in tongues, your spirit is praying. Now, you are engaging your soul and your body in the agenda of the Spirit. So your soul and your body is beginning to enter into the limitless, timeless possibilities of your spirit. Remember, when your spirit is speaking in tongues, when your spirit functions in a timeless arena, your spirit functions and understands things from the past, present, and future. It does. Your spirit is one with the Christ. Your spirit is one with the Christ. So it knows the past, the present, and the future. Your soul, though, is tied to time, is tied to this dimension. Except for when you begin to speak in tongues, because you need to use your soul and your body to speak in tongues, but yet the tongues is coming from your spirit. It is your medium then of bringing your spirit and your body into a timeless arena. Child of God, when you speak in tongues, you sharpen your sensitivity like the sharpening of an axe. The believer in Christ has a language. If you are a believer, you're listening to me, you have a language, and that language is tongues. When you speak in tongues, you affirm your Christ nature, and you force your spirit, your soul rather, into sessions of renewal. Let me say it again. When you speak in tongues, you affirm your Christ nature, and you force your soul into sessions of renewal. You can break bad habits and activate godly habits by speaking in tongues. Paul admonishes us to speak in tongues always. A believer who doesn't speak in tongues at all is synonymous with the person who has millions of dollars in their account, but goes hungry from time to time because they have no idea that it is there. The believer who can but doesn't speak in tongues often is synonymous with the person who has millions in their account and knows that it is there, but still goes hungry and still goes around begging for scraps. To speak in tongues is to build your faith and strengthen your currency in the Spirit. For faith is the currency of the Spirit. Tongues helps you switch your 20 rand faith to 50 rand value, to 100 rand value. I'm just using that as an example. Because as much as your faith is the faith of Christ, your consciousness of this is enhanced when you speak in tongues. Your faith is the faith of Christ, meaning your faith is the highest denomination possible. But in your consciousness and in your ability to release it, you are not yet operating at the level of Christ, even though the potential is there. Tongues begin to translate potential into current possibility. Tongues translate potential into current possibilities. Hey, tongues helps push the consciousness of your faith to embracing the reality that of the truth, it is the faith of Christ. When tongues was first introduced, fire was upon their heads. And so many now call tongues, speaking in tongues, the release of the tongues of fire. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. Many have testified how individuals who were speaking in tongues began to glow. Some have even testified that it looked like their house that they were speaking in tongues was on fire. I remember, was it in the Azusa Street Revival? People called the fire department because from afar, it looked like the house was on fire. But when they got closer, they realized there was no fire. And then they realized that what was going on, people were in there and they were charging up in tongues. Child of God, there's fire shut up in your bones. There is fire shut up in your bones. You are not ordinary. You need to take fire releasing breaks. There is fire shut up in your bones. Fire to purify. Fire to prepare. Fire to warm. Fire to alter. Fire to scare. There is fire. Fire to defend. Fire to wage war. All of that fire and all its possibilities in the spirit is on your inside. Lay your hand. Going forward, learn to lay your hand on that child. Lay your hand on that contract. Lay your hand on that card. Lay your hand and just release your fire. Release your fire. Let that thing begin to carry the fire of God. That proposal, lay your hands on it. And stop. I know you've been confessing God's word, so confess it. And then just vomit the fire on that thing. Pray in tongues. Hold your child. Lay your hands on that head and just speak in tongues. You know, sometimes, see, to do this parenting work without a supernatural element in today's world is risky. It is risky. Read the books, so watch the videos, learn. But man, to do this thing as a parent without the supernatural, again, in today's world, is too risky. Hold that child, lay your hands on their head, and just speak in tongues. Quick question. Who are you? Let me tell you who you are. You are in Christ, blessed with the heavenly language, with the potential of rearranging the world. That's who you are. So let's speak in tongues. The next time you hear something negative, you have a dream, something negative, don't shake, don't just start, just break out in tongues. Just tell them, give me 5 minutes, I'll be back. Go into your car, hey, and begin to blast this thing in tongues. When that person is in that boardroom, is talking nonsense underneath your breath. Do it underneath your breath. Don't let it cause confusion there. Underneath your breath, begin to speak in tongues. See, when someone is bringing disorder, tongues brings order back. Refuse to yield your order to somebody's foolishness. Speak in tongues. Oh, I was listening to a man who said something that just blew me away. So someone had called him on the phone. And the person said that we're going to place a curse on him. And it was a witch doctor. And the witch doctor, sent him a message. No, called him on the phone. And the witch doctor began to make incantations. just started making incantations. He said he listened for a few moments and then he too started making his own. And what was his own? He began to speak in tongues. So the person was making incantations and he also began to speak back in tongues and speak back in tongues till the person just kept quiet, overwhelmed. Child of God, ours is stronger. You don't know if you don't use it. And you don't know how strong it is if you don't use it often enough and test it till you become fully familiar that, oh yeah, this is power. Child of God, speaking in tongues is our power. Did you hear me? Speaking in tongues is our power. It is our response to a world of chaos. I was saying to those that showed up to pray with me last weekend, I said to them, I am so grateful to God that I can pray. May we all come to that place, and even more so, where nothing worries you anymore because you know, I can pray. I will pray. The thing comes, it's urgent. You are moved at first and then you calm down because you know, thank God I can pray. Thank God I can pray. In the words of many of us, if there is a man to pray, there is a God that has answered. I leave you with this. Oh, I'm out of time. Pray in tongues. You're alone in your car. Turn off that music. Pray in tongues. Or put worship music and just pray in tongues. You are in the shower. What are you? Unless you are daydreaming divine ideas, pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. You are waiting for the red light to change. Pray in tongues. Just use every opportunity to bring light, life, healing, restoration, order into your space by praying in tongues. Someone tells you you've gotten the contract, you thank God. Then you hold the contract in the spirit. Picture yourself holding that contract in the spirit. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Someone calls and tells you your child something, something, something. Before you panic, just start praying in tongues. Switch to the power that we have. Just start praying in tongues. Someone calls and said that thing did not work. No need to start panicking. No need to start fighting. Just start praying in tongues. It is a power that causes the heavens to invade the earth. I hope you've heard the voice of God. Pray in the language of the Spirit.